Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
We're back, and we are getting better and better with these interviews on the podcast, Nothing But Net. Hey, today, Dana Evans, the point guard, All-American, ACC Player of the Year from Louisville, with a number one team in the country at the taping of this broadcast, leading into the Syracuse game on ESPN2, 9 o'clock on Thursday night, January 21st. Make sure you tune into that game. I'll be on the call with Beth Mowins, and we can't wait to bring you the number one team against Syracuse, who returns from COVID protocols, dropping 99 points and 17 threes in their first game back. So this could be exciting. This could be all about offense. And you know that makes me happy in the women's game when we are talking offense the whole time. Dana Evans, smart, sharp, curious, continues to get better. She told us her freshman year she was used to doing things by herself. She has blossomed into an incredible leader, a strong and powerful young woman who cares about her teammates, cares about putting them in a position to succeed. And she tells us all about it in this version of the podcast. Now, one of the things that I like to say about Dana, and when you watch her play, she is the same way in handling all of my questions. Untrappable and unflappable. Here's Dana. Dana, I want to start with being number one in the country. I mean, that's a first time Louisville's been number one in the nation. When you wake up the next morning and you're the number one team in the country, what does that feel like?
It's a great feeling. It just shows that hard work, the long days, the long nights, the time in the gym that you spend, it pays off. I think we have a special group. And what I love is we're still willing to get better. We're not going to settle just for just being number one. We're going to continue to work and continue to stay in the gym.
So working and staying in the gym are two things that are synonymous with you, because you've done a few things that no one's ever done in the history of the ACC. Everybody talks about going from, you know, the sixth player and most improved to being or being the most improved player to being the ACC Player of the Year and an All-American last year. And sometimes your name is synonymous with Angel McCautry and some other greats that have not just played at Louisville, but have played the game. When you think about all of your individual success and you think about where your team is this year, how important and valuable is your leadership in all of that, getting this team ready to go?
It's extremely important. We have a really talented team, but we are young. We are inexperienced in a way. I'm the only senior on this team, so They listen to me and they look up to what I do and how I handle things and how I take things. So I think me being a leader, I have to set the best example for my freshmen, my newbies, the ones that's transferred. I have to set the tone and set the example.
It looks like you've taken Haley Van Lith under your wing a little bit. Like she's really good and she's strong and physical. And then Kiana Smith, another good perimeter player. And we could keep going right down the list. But let's just talk about those two players right now. How do those two on the perimeter help take a little bit of pressure off of you?
Well, they can take some scoring load off of me. I don't always have to score 20 a night. I mean, I know that's my average, but that's not what I have to do in order for us to win. I think that takes pressure off of me. Then I can get up and play some more defense, knowing that I don't have to save anything in the tank. I can give it my all the whole game. I don't have to pace because I'm playing with other good players. Not saying that last year I did, nor the years prior to this I didn't, because we've had talented teams ever since I stepped foot on campus. But every team that I've been with has been different. It showed a different dynamic to the team, and I think this team has a lot of different shooters, which spreads the floor a ton for me to get to the basket and get in the lane and mix things up.
Now, you know, I've been covering you for a long time, so you and I know each other pretty well. You know, one of the things I love to talk about is the three W's of a good point guard: who to get the ball to, when, and where. And that's based on knowing personnel, knowing everybody's skill set, and being able to find the right shooter at the right time when you can give them the basketball where they are at their best and you know you can score. How do you feel about your three W's with this year's team?
I think my three W's are pretty good because I'm learning them, and we're halfway through the season now, and I pretty much know where they want the ball, their spots. Kiana is really good at the trail four because a lot of fours go to the paint, whereas Kiana can catch and shoot the three well. Another thing she likes to catch it on the go to make a quick move. She doesn't need a ton of dribbles to get to where she needs to get to. She's quick with that, whether that's a step back and then push through to do an easy layup, and she loves the floater game. With Haley, she loves spot threes. That's something that she's good at. When I get in the lane, her man sink in. It's just an easy kick to her in the corners, wing, or wherever, and she likes to catch the ball on the go, too. Her, she's a physical guard. She loves contact. So getting her the ball at the elbow and letting her rip and drive and get to the line and finish is something that she loves to do.
Olivia Cochran is a big that runs. Now, I always talk about players that run the floor like that. I wish we statted it. Like, if we didn't just have to put points and rebounds up on the board where people can see, if they put up, like, the screen assist or the rim runs or sure. other things that are so – making the extra pass that leads to the pass, like seeing the floor, creating space, how fun is it to play with – Elizabeth Dixon and Olivia Cochran that absolutely sprint every time. What does that do for you as a point guard?
It helps me. It helps me get my team going. It even helps me to push the ball even more down the court. And I think Olivia Cochran is a freshman that I don't think gets enough credit for what she do because she's so talented and she brings so much to this team. But she's been a great addition. I think she has really good hands. She can catch any pass you throw to her. Now her next growth moment is just making quick moves, not always having to put the ball on the floor in the post because they're digging in and they're pinching. So that's her next step to be even better. But I think what impresses me the most with Olivia Cochran is the way that she sees the floor as a post player. Sometimes when she gets double, she make drag passes, and that's pretty good for a freshman. Elizabeth Dixon, I would say she's definitely improved so much from last year. Her hands has gotten so much better. Her finishes around the rim, whether that's a left hook or right hook, finishing with contact. I just feel like she's just more confident this year. She's playing really well. She had a double-double in our game Sunday, and I want to say she played about 16 to 20 minutes, which is really impressive. And she's grown a lot, and she's still – is in the gym and still getting better. She's not letting that determine what she do next. She's going to get it. She's going after it.
Confidence and chemistry, two things that you guys have a lot of right now. And at the summertime and COVID, when you guys were all together, there were a lot of sacrifices that you guys made as normal college students, not to be able to go out, can't go out to dinner. You know, you had to stay in your own little group and in your own bubble. Having that many women together for that long of a period of a time could be challenging for some teams, but not for you guys. Why?
Because we all want to be in a gym. We all are gym rats and we all want to get better. This is a group where coach does not have to tell us get in a gym and get extra shots. I think it started with me setting the tone, and then I would just see everybody getting in the gym, everybody coming in on off days, everybody getting extra work after practice or even before. And that just makes me happy because it's letting me know that we're not settling. We're going to continue to get in the gym. We're going to stay in the gym. We're going to watch film with our coaches after every game. We're going to watch the games. We're going to study our scouts. And we've just been dialed in. We've just been focused.
You guys, I don't want to bring up a negative here, but I do think about it because I think there's a point of growth for you that sometimes players look back and point at certain moments and things that happen. Last year in the ACC tournament, you guys didn't close out the game the way you would have wanted to. This year, you are closing out games. You've had some close games. You've had some that haven't been close. Where do you think your confidence level is at the end of a game? Is it like that Virginia Tech finish, the way Jeff has always pointed to, the couple of defensive plays you made, the couple of passes that you made, a couple of buckets you made? Or where are you at the end of a game? Like, do you relish the opportunity to be that closer and want the ball in your hands?
Yes, I cherish those moments. Those are the moments that I live for because it just goes back to the time in the gym. This is what I do, and it's not a surprise to me anymore when I'm able to close a game out like that, because that's why I play this game. And I would say for me, what has helped me a lot is just don't panic. I think I've learned to just take some deep breaths and just go with the moment and not overthink it. Last year I was overthinking. I was kind of I was pressing. This year I don't have to press. I can get people the ball to score it, not just depending on myself. I think that's where I have grown as a point guard as well. Learning the game, seeing the game before it happens, and watching film. That's something that I've done a lot. I've watched a ton of film just to understand when, where, who to get the ball to, like you say all the time.
Dana, what is something that you use as motivation? Is there a past experience? Is it a person? Is it your work ethic? You know, where does that intrinsic desire to compete that you have and that high level that you play with come from?
That's my favorite question. I would say the doubters, for one, the naysayers, the people that said in high school, she's too small, she'll never make it at the Division I level, or she can't shoot, she just drives by everybody, she's just so fast. Oh, well, then I shot 40% from the three. She don't have a left hand. That's all I did this summer, was work on different finishes with my left hand. She's just going to bully her way through the lane. She's not going to make that pass. I'm trying to jump my assists up to about 6 a game. Is she really a point guard? Does she get everybody involved, or is she just a scorer? And that's where I'm starting to learn to pick people apart with my passes and not just my scoring, using my speed in different ways where it's not just to score, it's to set people up. People saying something that if somebody say that I cannot do something, I write it down and I make sure I do it. And I keep doing it and I keep doing it and I perfect it. I keep getting better. I'm a perfectionist. I will never just settle for this or that. I feel like it's always something that I can improve on or my team can improve on. So using what people say about me as motivation and proving people wrong, that's something that I just take pride in. I love it. I've been doing it since I was young. And when somebody say I can't win something or I can't do something, it's just when I prove them wrong, and it just makes me feel good.
That is my favorite answer. I love that. I love that you don't always feel like you have to prove something, but you do use it as motivation because you want to improve and you want to be the best you can be. That's why you're such a good leader for this team at this particular time and why you're number one in the country. When I met you as a freshman, we would not have been able to have this conversation because your growth wouldn't have been where it is as maturity as a young woman, but also your maturity as a basketball player. What would you attribute all of that to in your experience at Louisville, and why you're ready? Now, I don't want to talk about the pros because you got a lot of basketball in front of you, but why you would be ready to be a professional player?
My mental has went from another level. Coming in as a freshman, I was an 18-year-old. I didn't know nothing. I was just here to play ball. But growing as a person and learning from everybody, like when I talk to people, whether that's Nick, Lamont, I listen to what they say. I ask questions. I'm always willing to get better at something, whether that's on the court or off the court or knowledge. I would say as a leader, I've grown because I've stepped out of my comfort zone as being a loner, being by myself, doing everything by myself. But now I'm learning to bring people in with me and learn more about people. So then that carries on to the court. As a leader, I can't just know what she likes to do on the court. I have to know what she likes to do off the court and learn what she's afraid of or why she don't do that in the game. You got to ask questions. You got to have uncomfortable conversations. That's another thing that I've grown in, because usually I'll just go in my room and not talk to anybody and just talk to my parents. But I've learned that as a leader, that you can't be like that. You can't. That's something that I watched in Kobe's interview about Kyrie Irving and when he will take his game to the next level, is learning people off the court. That's something that I've been trying to work on as well. But everything else that's come with Louisville, I would say I've just matured in so many different ways. I've matured on the court where my freshman year, if I would have went 2 for 9 or something like that, that could have dictated the rest of my game. And it could have carried over to 2 more games. It could have just screwed with my mind. This year, I can bounce back after a quarter, after 2 possessions. It's next play. Okay, get it back. It's not just dwelling on what just happened. It's being able to let it go and move on. The game of basketball is built on runs. You're not going to have a perfect 40-minute game. So me learning, okay, I didn't do this well in the first quarter. Now I know what to do. I wasn't shooting the ball well against Florida State. I was 4 for 11, but I was able to get everybody else involved. So that's something that I take pride in, whether that's dictating the game at a scoring level or dictating it as getting everybody else involved. So I've just learned a lot, and I'm excited because I'm still willing to learn more, and I think there's a lot more that I can learn and get better from.
You guys have had a lot of great players come through that program, and Jeff is tough at times, but we know it's tough love. And he beams with pride about your development and how hard you work when you're not around. So you don't always hear what he says, but, you know, I know sometimes he probably, you know, is giving you the business. Shoot, Jeff gives everybody the business, right? I mean, that's part Yes. of who he is. That's why we love being around him, because he's going to be authentic, and he fundamentally cares. Right? He cares about your development as a person on and off the floor. What has your relationship been with Jeff? What has it been like, especially this year? Now you're number one. You know, you're going to have a target on your back even greater than what you had before. What's your relationship been like with Jeff?
Well, I think our relationship is more about learning. He teaches me the game. He sits down with me and he points things out, whether it was good or bad. And he's always honest, regardless of if you want to hear it or not. He's going to tell you the truth.
Isn't that what you want? Wouldn't you rather him tell you exactly so that you can have that growth mindset?
Yes, because I'm a straight to the point type of person. I don't want you to have to beat around the bush with me, or I want you to just tell me how it is, so I know that's something that I need to do, or something that I can get better at, or something that I won't do if that's something I don't need to do. And with Coach Walls, I would say just picking his brain. He's been around this game for a very long time, and just learning from him, that's the best thing about having him as a coach. He's a really good coach. We're number one for a reason, and just picking his mind.
Syracuse next. At the beginning of the season, there was a lot of conversation that Syracuse had the best backcourt in the ACC. Now, they got a really good backcourt, and I'm not setting you up to say anything negative about Kiara Lewis or Tiana Manakahia, because they're both great players in their own right. But that's a big part of the game plan, right? I mean, defending their guard play, their size up front. You've had a chance to take a peek at them. They're one of the ranked teams in the ACC. What's your thoughts on Syracuse? Because we will run this podcast before you play them.
They have a talented team. They have size, they have shooters, they have playmakers, they have an all-around solid team where we can't go in thinking we're the number one team and it's going to be handed to us, because no, that's now we have the biggest target on our back and we have to come in focused with a game plan. Coach Norman's going to put together a great scout, I know she will, and we just have to follow it. And we have to pay attention to details in this game, because it's going to come down to possession to by possession. So we have to be focused. We can't take anybody for granted, because the ACC is a really challenging place. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready every game.
All ball all day, right, Dana? I mean, I get to call that game on Thursday on ESPN2, 9 o'clock, Louisville and Syracuse. I can't wait, because as broadcasters, there are some games that we circle on our calendar as well, because we're excited about. And then to have you as the number one team, well, that's just great. You know, like it just adds to what we already know is going to be a competitive game. If there's someone listening that doesn't know Dana, that's all 100% aware of your game, knows what kind of player you are, sees what kind of leader you've been with this team, what would be something else about you that you would want people to know?
I would just want people to know that I'm a competitor, and I'm willing to do anything for my team to stay number one and to win a championship. That's the reason I came back to school, and that's what I want done.
Dana, I agree with that 100% because not many players around the country would let me put my GoPro on their head to teach some skill about how to work off screening action. It was one of the highlights of the year last year. I know it had to be a highlight for you.
It definitely was. It was cool, though.
Hey, really cool. Hey, listen, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We love breaking down the game with you. I appreciate how much your passion carries over to your skill set and how hard you work, because you individually and collectively have helped elevate our game, and that's what we all want.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll see you on Thursday night on the floor.
All right, see you.